各位听众朋友，大家好，我是赖志雄。今天为大家介绍的是第77个单元。
Hi, I'm Karen. And Peter, I have the news for you.
What's the news?
I'm quitting.
Oh, no, there's no way you should quit. You can't, please. Oh, come and stay here.
Well, Peter 想知道原因，那我们今天的这一课啊，就可以教你怎么样问这个问题。
好，刚才是 Karen 就说，她说我有一些消息要告诉你，我就讲什么消息啊 ？What's the news？ 这个时候讲 I'm quitting， 我要辞职啦。我说不可以，我们讲不可以 ，You should not do it。You hurt me， 你会伤害我哟，这样。好，我们看到底今天的对话怎么说的。
Why are you quitting? Why are you quitting? I've had enough. I've had enough.
开头这样说，你为什么要辞职？我们再说一遍。
Why are you quitting? Why are you quitting?
Why 就是为什么 ？Are you 是从 you are， 你现在正在要 ，you are quitting。要辞职 ，quit 就是停止不做事，在这边代表辞职的意思。Why are you quitting？ 干嘛要辞职呢？这个时候原因说出来了。
I've had enough. I've had enough. 其实说是说出来了，可是不太明确哦。
对，我已经受够了。啊，我现在终于知道原因，因为 Karen 每次呢就看到我呢，
每次都拿不到钱。
对，而且还是不断抽烟，然后喷烟的对大家，他受不了，我受够
了，拿不到钱，那倒很严重。
对对 ，I've had enough， 这 I've 加个 had， 再加 enough， 注意到第一个是 I 加一撇加个 ve 啊，是 I have， 这个 have 可不要翻成有的意思。它是一个助词，代表已经。我已经，第二个 had 才是动词，代表有。我已经有 enough 足够的这种痛苦的经验。这个痛苦经验，它把它省略掉，用 enough 做一个代词。
已经撑了。
那我已经吃撑了，我没办法再塞下去了。我已经够了，我受够你了。当然，如果真要把它说的话，也可以这样说。I've had enough of it.
对，或者 I've had enough of this job.
I've had enough of this job. 这工作我已经受够了。常常呢，夫妻吵架了，我要走了。I've had enough. 我已经受够了。丈夫就这样说。
Oh, please stay.
这个时候太太就说：“好了，我就会对你好一点。来，老娘仍然会同情你的。”啊，这是丈夫一听了就很依偎在老娘的怀里，你要对我好哦，这样。好，我们来看接下来这话再来一遍。
Why are you quitting? Why are you quitting? I've had enough. I've had enough.
我们今天看这个补充，首先这个 quit 代表辞职，或者是戒掉什么习惯，都可以这样说的。我们看第一个例子，我不喜欢这个乏味的工作。事实上，我已决定辞职了。
I don't like this boring job. In fact, I've decided to quit.
或者用 resign 带进去。
In fact, I've decided to resign.
I don't like this boring job. 我不喜欢这个令人乏味的 boring 令人乏味的工作。In fact, 反正事实上 ，I've decided.我已经下定决心 to quit 或是 to resign 辞职。另外，你该趁早戒烟。
You should quit smoking as soon as possible, Peter.
As soon as possible 就尽快的，尽可能的快。你应当呢辞不对，不当辞职，代表戒烟。再来一遍。
You should quit smoking as soon as possible, Peter.
也可以用 give up 带进去。
You should give up smoking as soon as possible.
好，我们下次同一时间再会。
拜拜。